There is a quirk or two worth pointing out, because as is always the case, this just wouldn't be Burgundy if there wasn't an oddity or two lurking just below the surface. The first is that a producer using fruit originating in Claude Bèze has the right to declare the wine either as Chambertin Claude Bèze or Chambertin. However, the opposite is not true, as a producer using fruit originating in the vineyard of Chambertin can only use the designation of Chambertin. Yes, I know, it's strange, but there you have it. Note also that a producer that has small parcels in each of the two can blend them, but if he or she does that, then the resulting wine necessarily must be labeled as Chambertin. Indeed, in some generous vintages, domains who have plots in both vineyards will produce both a Chambertin and a Chambertin Claude Bèze, yet in short vintages, where production is necessarily limited, they will blend the two to produce only a Chambertin. The Chambertin and Chambertin Claude Bèze cross-dressing switcheroo is not the only one in Gevrey, as Charme Chambertin and Mazoyer Chambertin can also pull this head-spinning trick. Mazoyer can be, and almost always is, declared as Charme Chambertin. This is why Mazoyer is not seen all that often, despite the fact that it is actually 50% larger than Charme proper in terms of vineyard area. Just so you know, technically, Charme can also call itself Mazoyer.